Welcome to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. Our host, Oscar Endermo, will together with guests share proven, tested strategies for improving your life and business. At the end of each episode, you will learn how you can use technology to implement those strategies into your daily life. We want to help you bridge the gap from inspiration to implementation.
Welcome to another episode of the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. In this episode, I sit down with my friend Anna-Karin Gunnarsson, who is also a coach and mental trainer. About exactly nine years ago, in November of 2011, I was in Thailand attending a coach certification. I became certified as a coach. I had already studied personal development for quite some time, but I decided to take a coach certificate because I wanted to help others. And at the time, I also was building an event company in Dubai, so I also wanted to use my coaching skills in my team to become a better leader. So I decided to take a course, and the course was in Thailand with Professor Unestål and Elena Unestål from Unestål Education. Professor Unestål has been on the podcast a couple of times if you listen to previous episodes. So yeah, I went to Thailand and did a coaching course, and Anna-Karin was also on the course. And when you do your coach certificate during the week of the 10 days, I think it was, you get paired up with someone. So someone that you work with to test the different exercises that you go through during the course. So Anna-Karin was my coach, and I was coaching her during that time. So I decided to catch up with her to go through, because we did a five-year plan, our goals for 5 years, 2011. So I decided to catch up with her to check on a little bit how she's doing, and she could share a little bit about her mental training projects and also what happened to our goals that we set 2011. So this is a really fun conversation with a friend discussing investing in yourself, mental training, and setting goals. Here we go.
Hey Kay, Anna-Karin, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Yes, good to connect with you.
Yeah,
It's been a while, but it's always nice to talk to you. Welcome to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you. So when I launched the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast 2017, I decided to do it in English.
Yeah.
And it was basically two reasons. I had this network of the Swedish experts like Professor Unestål and all this, and I wanted them to get a voice globally. So they've been on many Swedish podcasts, but there's a lot of wisdom and knowledge, but I wanted them to have a chance to spread their message to other parts of the world.
Wow.
And then also I wanted to be able to interview English speaking experts.
Oh, yes.
So English is your second language, and this is slightly out of your comfort zone, right?
Yeah, it is.
Which is where we want to be.
Yeah, exactly.
So when I asked if I could interview you, you said, yes, but I'm not that comfortable with English, so definitely let's do it, which is
of course.
So yeah, I was thinking we can go down memory lane and talk a little bit about our memories and then a little bit about the work that you're doing now. But you and me met, do you know what year it was?
Yeah, it was 2011 in November, exactly 9 years ago.
Yeah, 9 years ago in November. So we did a coaching course together in Thailand with Scandinavian Leadership School with Professor Unestål and Elena Unestål. How did you decide to go for that course? What made you come to Thailand for that course?
I hope you didn't ask that question, because it's a big one. But I take the short version. It was I have a really tough time, and when I'm now looking in the paper, because you were my coach in that course, have been together two, and you and me work lots together in that course, but I was not in a good shape because I have worked very hard for lots of years, and in the summer I have been treating very badly from my office. So I was very bad shape, and my husband, he has talking a lot of educate to a coach, but I say, you go, that's nothing for me. But when he start talking about this, he have looking around for the best coach education, and he find the Unestål education. It was Skandinaviska Lederhögskolan in that time. he said this one is the best, and they are having a coach education in, I think it was in February in Örebro. No, you go, I say. Yeah, but they have one in Thailand also in November. Okay. Yeah. If you're going to Thailand, okay. So I was not so much thinking about this course. I was just thinking about resting, the warm, and maybe a little bit hope.
There was more going to the beach than going to the course.
Yeah, right? Going to the beach. And so for me, it was absolutely fantastic to meet you, Oscar, and all these lovely people in the group and Une Stolz, because I have a very long background in school and worked many, many years to prepare children for life, to like themselves and be strong inside. And we were really angry because we have never heard about mental training. And there we stand in front of the godfather of the mental training, and also you give me lots in this course, because you, when we are coaching, you show me on your telephone, you have a telephone and all this technique in that time, and you show me and take me to the mental training, and look, this is it and this is it, and that make me absolutely yes, this is my new job.
Which is interesting to hear, so all these years later, because this is what you're working with now. So. When I went to Thailand 2011 to do the coaching course, I had already done the mental training course, or the PUMS, which is Une Stolz course, where you do a lot of mental training. It's a distance course. So I was already certified in mental training, and I wanted to complement it with coaching to be able to help others. And we were paired up, and we were paired up together, and you were coaching me and I was coaching you, and it was a lot of fun. I think we both learned a lot from that time.
Yeah.
And some amazing people. So let me see if I can share you some photos from that time.
Oh, no.
I look like young here, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this.
Oh, yes. This was a special time.
Exactly.
It was an, you remember? It was something with a day and a date.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, for the listeners that are not watching on YouTube, that are listening on the podcast, this is a picture of us standing in a circle in the garden of the training facilities. And this was the year 2011 in November. And a lot of people were saying that the world would end 2011 in December. I think 21st December. So there was a lot of these dystopian thing that the world would end 2011. Was it 21st of December or something like this?
Yeah.
So Professor Une Stolz said on the, I think the first day of the course, today is 11th November 2011. It's 1111111.
Yeah.
So we're going to break this this spell. So we're going to stand in the circle, 11 people. And say and stop this the spell of this.
Yeah.
So we saved the world that day. Actually.
Yeah. Wow. We are fantastic.
There's me and you are in the middle with your husband, actually.
Yeah. Exactly. I see Peter. No, I see me there too. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Another big memory from this course is the, I think it was maybe second or the third day when we had to do a 5-year plan. And I did it to you the night before, and you did it to me in the morning the day after. And we were going on an excursion that day.
Yeah.
And you got me into this goal. I was so high thinking about this future goal. So this is we were going to some garden, and I was so lost because I was 5 years ahead in my mind already thinking about this goal.
Yeah.
We were going to this park to watch elephants and stuff, you know. So this 5-year goal was really, really interesting, and I still have it today.
Wow, Oscar.
It's
really the same
fun.
With me.
Yeah.
I have mine too here.
So it's really fun to, like we both now work with coaching clients, and then setting goals is one big part of this.
Mm.
And as you know, I have my goal seminar, the one I call TUGS, the Ultimate Goal Seminar. So it's quite fun to sometimes review and look back to to the goals that we have set. Do you have anything in your papers you want to share, or shall I start with mine?
Yeah, I mean, you can start, because that when you start, it's been a really good memory, because we was together, it was 2 years ago when you was here.
Yeah.
And we had the tugs in Thüringen together.
Yeah.
And that was so amazing, because in that course, you tell the other people in the course about you and my work together, and you show the one of their products.
So this is actually your handwriting, then, because you did the guide. It's like a NLP goal exercise, you can say. And one of the first things that I wrote down was to write to finish my book. I had started on my book at the time, but I hadn't launched it. And I put April 2012 to launch my book, The Smartphone Coaching System. I'm not sure at what when I launched it, but I have launched my book.
Yeah.
So that was one of those goals that I wrote down.
Yeah.
And then also like do a lot of workshops and seminars. And also here I wrote down how to do your goals and do it in inspiring environment, which is what I started with TAGS, the Ultimate Goal Seminar, where I started in Dubai, taking people out in Dubai. And then I did it in Stockholm. And then we did one together in North Sweden, in Thüringen, which was amazing. Which the whole concept came from that course in Thailand, basically, that you can sit in nature and do your goals instead of sitting in a conference room. So thank you for the wonderful coaching.
Oh, thank you.
And then we go 2012, more about like speaking, and 2013. There are some goals that I didn't achieve, actually. Like I said, I would launch an app for personal development, which I haven't
yet.
Exactly. Good coaching there. One reason I think is because there's so many apps out there. So now I recommend other people's apps. So, and then also the 2014, I had developed a coaching concept that other coaches can use.
Yeah.
Which is what I now call strategic tech coaching.
Yeah.
And 2016, I was basically promoting this strategic tech coaching. And I'm slightly behind on some of these goals. Most of them are ticked off. But the idea with strategic tech coaching was to have a coaching concept that other coaches could use that involves mixing coaching with technology. And I have that concept, but at the moment I don't have any other certified coaches under the certification system. So maybe I had to do another 5-year plan with you, Anna-Karin. Oh,
yes, but I think when you're talking about all this, there is something who came to my mind, because when I start this coach education and we listen to the Unestals and everything they teach us, and we're training and you and I work together really close in these 5 days, and all your goals, they were really, I was, oh my God, what a goal. Because that was so far away from me, because I haven't been in this thinking about coaching, and I have all the time been very interested of personal development, but I haven't think in this way. So you start something big inside me with, I found it now when you read all your goals. Wow. That was Oscar who said that was small, what is it, fröon?
Yeah, like a seed. It's a seed.
small seed, and then they have it grown, because lots of your goals I have made to my own. And now I work on my own as a mental trainer and coach.
Yeah, exactly.
I get very inspired of you also.
So you stole my goals.
Yeah, I stole your goals. Sorry.
No, it's completely fine.
You have a coach under you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think one of the reasons that my goals were quite high at the time, I think, is that I had done the mental training before.
Yeah.
So in mental training, for the listeners that haven't done mental training, you start working with your self-image before you work with your goals.
Yeah.
And when you strengthen your self-image, you start to think, well, anything is possible. So you set your goals much higher. So that could be one reason. And now after you did the coaching course, you've done the mental training, and of course. But I want to talk about that later. But one of the goals that you had was that you would have like a training facility close to where you live, right?
I have now.
And you have now. So that was one of your goals that you achieved.
It's a little one, but I have lots of ideas how to make it grow in a good way.
And that's where we did the Tai Chi.
So that was a really big moment. We were was in my house for this, and you show your book. So that was amazing. And the people who was in this course, they give so good word after. They have really enjoy it.
I think we said in Thailand that once you have your training facility, I will come there.
Exactly.
So, that is amazing to do it 2 years ago.
Yeah. And so, that's also really funny because I he can came there and speak because I never going to speak. You have no idea. That was the worst thing for me, stand up and speak in front of people. I remember the last evening we are sitting around a big dinner together. And everyone start to say something about the course and the time in Thailand. And I almost die in it was my turn. And afterwards, in the night, I cried. Oh, my God, I couldn't speak. And good, everyone say so good things because this was something so terrible for me. So that have been great out of the comfort zone.
So if you fast forward, you came back from Thailand, and then I assume you didn't start working with coaching directly, but you took the mental training course immediately after, or how was it?
I look in some paper now, and I start mental training in February. We was home in the beginning of December. Finish the coaching education because you are coaching people and do some work. So I finished that and start the mental training in, I think it was in February 2012. And then I work with, I was hired with work and work with training people, coaching them and have mental training with them, but I wasn't on my own. So it was like a school for me to be good in this training myself to work with people.
Yeah, so you did, was it for unemployed people or what was it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. And it was, exactly.
Yeah. So for the listeners that don't know what mental training is, I interviewed Professor Unestål earlier, and he's the founder of mental training. And it's basically, I like to say that it's guided meditations that you do over a long sequence of time. And this changes you in a positive way. With the purpose is to function and feel better in everyday society, you can say. When you worked with these unemployed people and you gave them mental training, what were some of the things that you saw in them?
Oh, I saw lots of things. It's different because you start where you are. Some people are in bad shape and some people are in really good shape, but they want to feel better and you can work harder and you can get your goals easier when you do the mental training.
Outside of the comfort zone, you're comfortable outside the comfort zone.
Yeah, but I think it's also very when you just live your ordinary life, you go out of your comfort zone in a way that maybe isn't so good for you because it's cost you so much and you haven't you aren't really clear what you are doing. But when you are working in the mental training, you do it in a way. It's also hard for you, but you do it in a more way that you know what you are doing. So I think that is the big difference.
Yeah, and you also taken a lot of other courses like the heart rate variability and lots of other coaching courses and all this. And Your husband as well, Peter, is also, you have your company together, right?
And yeah.
So the project that you're doing now with schools, I think is really, really great.
Yeah.
Because I think mental training is so powerful, and I think more people should do it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk about mindfulness everywhere, but mental training is, for me, even, I mean, mindfulness is great, and everyone that trains it is great. I really keep doing it. You know, I'm not saying anything bad against it. But I think for me, mental training is really good as well, because you can add things to yourself, like in the alternative state of mind. So you become stronger, you work on your self-esteem, all these things.
Yeah.
So what is the work that you do with schools now? Can you share a little bit about that?
I have worked in lots of classes, but now this is a very big, it's from all the, what do you say, the tops, the rektorer, what's the name
the
of?
The principals.
Yes, yes. We are working with them in one way. And then we work with all teacher. They have the small children from first class to third class.
Yeah.
And they now working with themselves, and then we are meet them in 1 year, so we can guide them and teach them, so they can work with themselves and they can feel the effects of the mental training, and then they can in a small way put it in the classes.
Mm. So you will start with the principals and the teachers.
Yeah.
Will the students also do it eventually? They're quite young.
Yeah, they are going to do it, and there it's a different when you work with grown up people and children, but it's really nice for these small children. It's so great that you can, when you are really young, you can understand, you can have very good of your breathing. And you can have questions, good questions that made your focus on what is your strangeness and what is good with you. They make them very strong inside.
So the breathing exercises you incorporate in this as well.
It's very, very, very big deal. And of course, the you know this when you go down in your muscles, the muscle relaxing, that is the biggest part in the mental training, because that make you comfortable in a very, very good way.
Yeah. And how far have you come now with the principles? Have they done the muscular relaxation, or how far are they into the program?
You're thinking about teachers?
Yeah, or the principles, rektorn.
Yeah, yes, they starting with questions, and they have also breathing exercises and this muscle regulation, but you have to be very, you can't give them too much. They have to, maybe some starts and some came a little bit later, so that, because they haven't asked for this themselves, so they have to, it's taken a little time, I think.
Yeah. So Anders Olsson, the breathing expert for the international listeners, is a Swedish breathing expert he's really famous now, because he was in a book by James Nestor called Breathe, which is an international bestseller all over the world. And they did experiments, and I had him in the podcast two times before. And you're certified in his breathing method, right?
Yeah. Yes, Peter is, and I have reading his books, and I have listened lots of him. So he is really, 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 everything is really great. And it's happening good things to people who train with this breathing.
Yeah. How do you train breathing personally?
For myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I train a lot. I just train like exercising, taking minutes here and there. And then I run with my mouth with tape. Yeah, that have made me a runner. I always wanted to be a runner, but I I just want to die when I run 1 kilometer. I'm just thinking about die. But
so you actually tape your mouth.
Yeah, that made me a runner. When we was on the course, Lars-Erik talking about running meditative.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how in to do that? That's impossible. But when I have taped my mouth, I run very slow, and that's very good for my body. Yeah. So when I have done that for a while, I could run farther away. And for a couple of years, I set a goal in that, I think it was in a half a year, I'm going to run 1 mile. And I tell my family that, and they run with me, and I fix it in a very good way.
To clarify, that's 1 Swedish mile, which is 10 kilometers. So it's 10K,
exactly,
actually.
10 kilometers.
It's not the
yes.
English
and
mile.
When we say
in Swedish 1 mile, it's 10 kilometers. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And after a year, I run a race called Göteborgsvarvet. That's an 2 miles... 24
kilometers.
Yeah.
Did you tape your mouth?
Yes, I was thinking about running with tape, and what I was running with my brother, and he said, "No, you can't do that. I don't run with you if you do that." But it was so hot that day, so you will have to drink in every stop where it was water. So I run without, and I fix it.
Excellent. Yeah. No, so that's one of the things that Anders Olsson is talking about, that it's much better to breathe through your nose than your mouth.
Yeah.
And in James Nestor's book, Breathe, where Anders Olsson is part of the experiment, they test the opposite, to block the nose and just breathe through their mouth, and the consequences are very bad.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to breathe through our nose. So.
Yeah.
So you actually ran with water in your mouth in Gothenburg?
No, I didn't run with tape in Gothenburg.
No, I know some
because
people
because I
run...
had to drink. It was so hot.
Okay, sorry.
I had to stop in every stop and drink water.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
and that was a little bit hard with the tape.
Yeah.
And we sleep every night with tape.
Yeah. The same like me. Did you have did your husband or you snore before the tape?
Yes, lots, and he never snore now.
Exactly, it's the same for me.
Yeah.
We tape every night, and I stop snoring, which is amazing, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing.
For me, it wasn't a problem, but it was a problem for my wife.
But it's a problem for you too, because you get tired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now taping my mouth, I wake up with more energy. So that's definitely something that it's a life hack that it's so easy to implement.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone should do it.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this show, if you're listening to this, tape your mouth while you sleep, and you can buy this surgical tape or you can buy sleep tape from Conscious Breathing website, or you can buy this 3M tape in a pharmacy, and just tape it so you can only breathe through your mouth.
Yeah. And lots of people think that's a big step to take. My God, I'm going to die in the sleep. But then they can start when they are sitting with the computer, just tape the mouth.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, you remind that you are breath holding a lots of times too.
Mm.
But if you have taped, you have more focus on your breathing.
That's good. Good tip. So tape your mouth from time to time. Mm. And if your partner is talking too much, you can tell them to tape it.
No, that's boring.
So, but do you also work with individual coaching clients, or is it more your husband? Or you both work individual coaching? Yeah.
Yeah. We have.
Do you work with all these, like with a normal coaching client, would you also do mental training and breathing exercises for them, or just like normal coaching? How would you set it up?
That's depend on what the client asks for, of course. But I think in 99%, it's the mental training is so you don't want to miss that to the client. So I think it's so great. I can't understand how coaches can came further when they not have the mental training. For me, it's really, really great.
No, I agree with you because it gives you a kind of like an inner peace. And so when you coach someone, you can kind of put your ego aside and just focus on helping the other person, because I don't know. It's yeah. I think it's a beautiful combination to yeah. have both of it. You know?
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah. And anything else you want to share, or any memories from the coaching course, or any lessons?
It's a lot. I was looking in my paper now before, and I find I don't remember it. I have every day write down good things from the day. After the coach, when we came home to Sweden.
Oh, okay.
And it was, wow, it was really great to read everything.
Nice.
And then I find out, wow, these have been goals. And now I sometimes can't imagine how great everything has done in this work. I'm so thankful to be a mental trainer and a coach. It's my dream job, really.
Yeah, no, and it's nice what you and your husband has done, that you built up this company, like slowly but surely, like every year more and more, and now you have regular clients because it's not that easy. You know, when I've been doing this, the first couple of years, I had another business as well that brought in money. So it takes time to build a successful coaching business.
Exactly.
So
it needs lots of training, and February this year, I'm in 100% on my own. Before I have, in half time, I was hired.
On the other project?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it the project with the unemployed people? Or?
Yes, it was there where I have groups. And that was in lots of groups. They have been sick for a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I trained them in mental training and...
Yeah. One thing that was great with that is that it was not your own business, but you could still work with mental training.
Yeah,
and
that
coaching.
Was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so good for me because it was, I can work with it lots. I have met hundreds of clients and I really work with them side by side, because when you start mental training, you give them direction, you do this, and then you talk to them maybe once a week or twice a month or something. But these people I met three times in the weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Every week I met them three times, and we do all the training together. So some of them, they don't want to do this. And then I can, come on, we do it.
Ah, you can push
and that
them
was,
a bit,
yeah. Yes, and that was... something very special to see.
Yeah, I think there's enough research to show that mental training works. When you do the mental training, you will function and feel better. We know this. There's been research.
Yeah.
The problem sometimes is to get people to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's the same like physical training. You need to train every day for a long period of time to see change. So yeah, that's so it's good that they had the opportunity to do it to be with you more than just once a month or you know.
Yes.
What are some of like success stories you've seen with these people that really went through the whole mental training? Like what are they telling you?
Yeah, there's some really, really big success stories. There are two people, they say they don't live if they haven't been in these groups. That's it's hard to understand.
Must be rewarding for you to hear something like this. No?
And there are
save their life.
Yeah, they say so. And it's several people who have been not in good health for many, many years, and they are in the middle of life. And this 4 months changed so much for them. They have find a new way to take care of themselves and set goals and... something happened deep inside people when they do this training.
Yeah, excellent. That's nice to hear. So I think we can finish with and summarize and share some lessons from this. And I think the first lesson is invest in yourself. You and your husband, you went to Thailand and you paid a lot of money to take that course.
Yeah.
But look what happened now. almost 10 years later. Now you have your dream job, and your job is to help other people, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
So lesson number one is invest in yourself, I think.
Yeah.
And lesson number two is this thing with goals, that think what you want to do in the coming years, and make an action plan, and then bridge it, you know. And the longer the time frame, the more you can dream, I think.
Yeah.
So, and then lesson number three, if you have the possibility, you can start with mental training, or sometimes it's a bit complicated, so I tell people just to do some kind of meditation. But if they can work with a mental trainer, they can either work with me or they can work with Anna-Karin. What's your website, Anna-Karin?
It's peak you
.se.
Yeah.
peaku.se.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you want to get in touch with Anna-Karin and work with longer mental training programs, they can do that, and something that I also do. And then I was thinking about something else. So we said invest. Yeah, tape your mouth. Tape your mouth when you sleep. Breathe through your nose. Huh?
Yeah. and start doing something every day. It don't have to be so much. Just start every day. Write down what have been good today.
That
little one is really great. I always say to people, because they don't like the life, or they are stressed, or they are feeling bad or something, I say, and they thinking about turning around 360 degrees, but I say, if you start doing something a little bit, and you walk this way for maybe 6 months, you came in a whole new position. Yeah, and then maybe you can do something more. And if you walk 6 months later, you have really, really came farther away. So the little steps are I think it's the really most important. And then you work every day, walk every day.
Yeah. So small steps every day.
Yeah, small steps make a big difference.
Yeah. Thank you for taking the time. It was nice to chat about these memories.
Thank you, Oscar.
We had so much
fun. Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, I hope we can.
It's snow here now, so we can came skiing someday.
Yeah, that sounds good. I need to come up, and maybe we can do a tugs again.
Yeah.
And I'll meet Polly.
That was really great.
Get some snow in Stockholm. We don't get much snow anymore, so it would be nice. Thank you so much.
Tugs is a great thing now, because you can be outside and you can hold spaces, and
COVID safe thing. It's COVID safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar.
So some fun times going back memory lane. It's also interesting to go back and look at the goals that you set. And you can do the same in your life. Look back to where you were maybe 9, 10 years ago. And what were your dreams and goals at the time? And it's quite interesting, all these things that you have done over the years. So one of the things I shared about was the Strategic Tech Coaching certification for coaches. And this is something I'm still working on. So I'm still developing the coaching models, and I'm still testing it with my coaching clients. And I hope to launch my certification for coaches in a year or two. If you're interested in this, you can go to strategictechcoaching.com, and I have you can subscribe to a list where I share some of the coaching tools that I developed that incorporate coaching and technology. So if you just go to strategictechcoaching.com, on the front page you scroll down, you can sign up there. And once in a while, I'll send you a couple of tools that I use in the Strategic Tech Coaching Toolbox. As always, you can also go to the YouTube channel. I have more videos there, some interviews, and also some like special tricks and tricks for using technology and coaching and personal development. And follow the journey on Instagram, Strategic Tech Coaching. And if you haven't, write a review on iTunes and let me know. This makes me really happy when I get these reviews. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast with your host, Oscar Andermo. We'll catch you next time.